WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when your emotions are running wild? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, flung from happiness to anger, fear, or sadness in the blink of an eye. Yeah, we've all been there. It can feel like being tossed around by an unseen force, leaving us drained and disconnected. But what if I told you that there's a way to navigate those turbulent waters with more grace and strength? That's where emotional intelligence comes, and it's like your mental GPS, guiding you through the complexities of life with awareness and resilience. And trust me, it's not some mystical power reserved for superheroes. It's a skill we can all cultivate, brick by brick, to build a stronger, more balanced inner world. Now, why is emotional intelligence so crucial for our mental well-being? Well, picture this. You're facing a stressful situation at work, maybe a looming deadline, or a difficult conversation. Without emotional intelligence, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of anxiety and react impulsively, possibly saying things we regret later or making decisions that backfire. But with emotional intelligence as your compass, you can pause, breathe, assess the situation objectively, and respond calmly and thoughtfully. Think about it this way. Emotional intelligence is like having a superpower, the ability to understand and manage our own emotions, while also being attuned to the emotions of others. It allows us to build stronger relationships, navigate conflicts with empathy, and make decisions that align with our values. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your emotional intelligence journey. 1. Self-awareness is key. First things first, we gotta know ourselves. That means paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. What triggers us? When do we feel most energized? Most drained? Journaling, meditation, or simply taking a few minutes each day to reflect can help you become more attuned to your inner landscape. 2. Embrace the power of emotions. Emotions aren't the enemy, they're messengers. They provide valuable information about our needs and experiences. Instead of trying to suppress or ignore them, try to understand what they are telling us. Are you feeling anxious because you're facing a challenge? Or are you feeling joy because you achieved something you set out to do? 3. Practice empathy like your life depends on it. Imagine stepping into someone else's shoes and seeing the world through their eyes. That's empathy in action. It's about truly listening to others, understanding their perspectives, and responding with compassion. This skill is essential for building strong connections and navigating relationships with grace. 4. Master your communication skills. How we communicate speaks volumes. Being able to express our needs clearly and assertively, while also being receptive to feedback, can significantly improve our relationships and reduce conflict. Think of it like this. Clear communication is the foundation of healthy interactions. I have developed resilience like a superhero. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But emotional intelligence equips us with the tools to bounce back from adversity. It's about acknowledging setbacks, learning from our experiences, and adapting to change with grace and determination. Think about that time you felt really stressed out. Maybe you were cramming for an exam, dealing with a tough situation at work, or just feeling overwhelmed by everyday life. Did you let those emotions take over? Or did you find ways to manage them? Maybe you took a deep breath, went for a walk, talk to a friend, or simply practice mindfulness. See? You already possess some emotional intelligence skills. Now, imagine taking those skills to the next level. That's the power of continuous growth and self-improvement. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. A stronger sense of self-awareness, empathy, and resilience will empower you to navigate life's challenges with greater confidence and grace. So, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate your emotional intelligence? Maybe start by journaling about your feelings, practicing active listening in a conversation, or simply taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself. Remember, every little bit counts. As always, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom and emotional intelligence. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.